touch this. You can't touch this. Can't touch this.
The most disturbing, you know, the most disturbing stories of all time. Upsetting, you know, it's a virtual world. You know, we're all doing these virtual meetings and so on and so forth. And one of the most famous, you know, anti-Trump pundits, a Trump-hating individual, a guy who was all in on the impeachment and the Russia hoax and all of that, CNN's Jeffrey Toobin, who also writes for New Yorker. And, you know, he apparently thought the camera was off. It wasn't. He's now been jerked off from CNN and taken off from New Yorker. Apparently, he was masturbating during the Zoom call with all of his staff members. It couldn't happen to a nicer guy. My next guest isn't here to talk about it, but he gets a chuckle out of it. Michael Daugherty's here, everybody. Daugherty. All right. So I don't know what happened. I thought the camera was off. Really? That's what you're going with?
Well, you know, everyone should get jerked off at CNN. Should be jerked off from CNN.
Right, I got you. Good Lord. Jeffrey Toobin.
It's so great. And because that guy is one of the original sanctimonious SOBs that we've ever seen, and it is just beautiful.
Sanctimonious is the ideal word for Jeffrey Toobin, who sat there and, you know, blathered on about the impeachment and how Trump must be impeached because the evidence was overwhelming when it was garbage and you know, always self-serving and always nonsense. You know, he had a really high opinion of himself, but, you know, apparently he can't get a date. Just saying.
Well, he can get a date, but the UCS also has to get a contract and a lawyer after. So,
All right, so let me ask you. He does live
in New York. All right, anyway.
Okay, enough about that. I feel just like I should shower having talked about it. Let's move on to the glaring fact of the Hunter Biden laptop scandal is that nobody from Biden world, not Joe Biden, not Hunter Biden, but he's probably face down somewhere with a crack pipe in his mouth. Nobody is saying that this is not an authentic laptop, and that the emails, the text messages, the photographs, the pornographic films, nobody's saying it's not real. Not one person is denying its authenticity, except for people in the media, of course. But nobody from Biden world is saying that. Isn't that telling? Doesn't that say everything you need to know?
Well, the most terrifying part is the fact that this can happen, and the Bidens and the left have the power over the media to keep the media shutting up about something so unbelievable. I mean, here we have a race for the president of the United States, and you've got the mainstream media looking the other way. They'll lie and make stuff up. When the truth hits them in the face, they run the other way. What is going on? And how many stupid people do we have in America? Because that's what we're telling right now. And it's looking like a lot of smart people are getting awfully ticked off and going to the polls. So this is going to be real interesting.
All right, so I'm looking at a brand new poll that just came out from the ABC Washington Post poll, and I couple this with other things that I'm seeing, and I think this is telling. It's a tie in North Carolina.
Yeah, and that means Trump's winning.
That's correct. It's a tie in North Carolina. Polling out of Florida of the pollsters that I actually trust show Trump with a 3-point lead in Ohio, a 4-point lead in Florida. So Florida and Ohio and North Carolina, if those go into Trump's column, he's headed the right direction. Now, we know that John Roberts, the new left leader of the Supreme Court just yesterday,
unbelievable,
allows the state of Pennsylvania to continue counting ballots after Election Day, even if they're not postmarked, if they have the appearance that they were trying to be postmarked or some stupid thing. But you don't need Pennsylvania. It'd be nice, but you don't need it. Donald Trump was well past the 270 mark without Pennsylvania. He needs to repeat the states he had before, with or without Pennsylvania, right or wrong.
Or maybe we can win Pennsylvania with their cheating. Even with the Bush legacy still hanging around with John Roberts, the biggest flop of all, you know, watch. I mean, because if they're going to coordinate not talking about Hunter Biden's laptop, why do you think they're not going to coordinate on lying about the polls? You know, the one thing that listeners have to know that's taught in political strategy is that when you go after the independents, they think independents vote for people they think is going to win. So the media is intentionally trying to gaslight you that Biden's going to be the winner to sway you to vote for Biden.
But
that's
what's remarkable,
why they're doing this.
This is the part of the polling numbers that I think rings true for me in a variety of the polls. When asked, who do you think your neighbors are voting for? Trump, majority of people say by far. Who do you think is going to win? Trump. Well over 50% of the people say that. And that tells me all I need to know. If you think your neighbors are voting for Trump, if you think that Trump's going to win, and more than 50% of America says that in every poll that I've seen, I've not seen any poll that contradicts that point of view, Michael, and that leads me to believe, you know, he's going to win. Like, they're trying to say Georgia's up for grabs. Georgia's not up for grabs.
That's hilarious.
I mean, you live there, right?
Right, but here's the funny thing about this. So they also think people vote, they say that the left is much more in their own echo chamber. And
yeah.
So when liberals think that people are going to vote like them, that's because liberals travel in packs. Liberals are, and that's why they're so attacking on people that don't think like them. They're in their own echo chamber. So the liberals that think that people are going to vote for Biden like them are in these, you know, kind of echo chambers around, as you know, neighborhoods, Michigan, Ann Arbor,
sure.
You know, Detroit.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you know what's going to happen there. And so there's a lot less sway in that from the liberal point of view. So it's even better than it sounds when you take a poll like that.
Right. Look at the enthusiasm. You know, you can't match. I mean, Joe Biden's hiding in his basement for the next 4 days. Donald Trump's doing 2 to 3 rallies a day, and they're packed. I mean, 8,000 and 10,000 people. You know that, Doherty. Anyhow, I got to run, Michael. Greatly appreciate you, as always. President of LabMD, an Atlanta-based clinical and anatomic medical laboratory. Sounds so exciting. Michael Doherty, I just got a shiver.
We're doing tons of COVID testing, man. So don't worry.
Yeah.
We're busy.
All right. Test me. No, don't. There you go. In the No Panic Zone, back after this.
There's plenty to worry about these days. Your water shouldn't be one of them. You need Wolverine Water's reverse osmosis system. I've had a Wolverine Water reverse osmosis system for years, and honestly, my family loves it. We don't fill our shopping cart with bottles of water, and we don't fill the trash with empty bottles. Wolverine Water's reverse osmosis system gives you clean, fresh, and healthy alkaline water, and gives you peace of mind. So why wait? Special offers are available now, and you can enjoy the best water of your life. WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over 1 million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.